Hi, everybody. Yes, welcome. This is a late night edition of Food Addict. Yes, my landlord hates me. Everybody up there hates me. I'm definitely not getting any cakes for Christmas this year. That's okay. Hey, if your dog bites me, I don't want your cakes. Anyway, I have Sherry Linick with me. How you doing, darling?
Good, Dad. I'm fine. I am.
Sherry is high as fuck. Sherry is high as fuck. She had a traumatic day. I think she had like 20 manic outbursts. How many would you say you had? 20? 30?
Well, I didn't yell. I just like cried. And like, I want to yell. Like but what, 30? I was, like,
how many times would you say you did it? 30 or 40 times?
Cried?
Cried and had a manic outburst and wanted to blow up the world.
Well, I didn't want to do that. Like, I just wanted to like cry and go back in time and do what you and I had discussed.
Gotcha. So how many manic outbursts did you have? How many, 30, 40, 50?
Outbursts? Yeah. None. No.
Oh, okay. You only cried, what, 30 times?
Yeah, times 50 times 300 and pi squared.
Okay, I'm good. No, I'm good. It's cool. It's for the best. It's a lot of counting. You got to keep your count. You got to cry. Cry, feel better, then, you know, recover, keep your count. That's a lot, man. That's a lot.
How much, like, do people realize how much damage social media can do to a person?
Oh, yeah, social media is terrible, man. Social media is terrible. I'm scared to even look at it. I'm scared to even look at people's comedy. I'm like, terrified of social media. Now, I'm joking. I'm really high, and I drank a bunch of coffee, so I'm terrified of a lot of things right now.
Are you scared of me, Anthony Quinn?
I'm really tired. I drank a bunch of coffee, and I'm very, very high. Am I scared of you, Sherry? As long as I get to frisk you. As long as I get to frisk you, I have no more fear.
No one wants to frisk me, not even Stevie Wonder. This is why Stevie Wonder is blind. He saw me naked. And he was like, my Sherry, no more.
No, Sherry. Honestly, I would throw a bang on you.
Thank you. Would it be a plastic bag, a cloth
no,
one?
No, I said I'd throw
one
a
from Dollar General.
I said I would throw a bang on you.
Oh, I thought you said throw a bag on me.
No, I was laughing so hard when I said it. Hey, I'd throw a bang on you, Sherry. Don't worry about it. You're good. Uh-oh. Another soundbite. Sherry coughing soundbite.
I like the soundbite. What's the other one? The owl.
Oh, we have good ones when you were like, oh! You're like when you first hurt yourself, you were like, It's awesome. I have to hire somebody because if I listen to them, I would just keep instantaneously orgasming, you know, and I won't get anything done.
Gotcha.
So, anyway, all right. So, you know, these things happen and, you know, we have bad days. I had a not great day. I was working. It was very hard. No, it was okay. It was a pretty good day. I saw my baby and stuff. That was fun. It's so hard when you're expecting the world to line up with you. You know, it's so hard. All right, so we're gonna lighten it up now. We're gonna laugh because Sherry's really high right now. I think she's on like, what are you on, like 3 or 4 different substances right now? She's counting.
Like, yeah, pretty much 4. Like, there wasn't much 40, alcohol left, so
4-0?
It's like 3. What?
I said 4-0.
So basically, I'm on 3.99. 3.9. 97 because it was like not even like a
all right,
sip.
Sarah,
of
you're
that.
Really, really high. It's okay.
A lime arita.
People, she's not going to remember this episode. So if you see Sherry, say, listen, the really late high episode is good. It was good. I'm gonna say, okay. Say Sherry, you're good when you cry. Say Sherry, you should cry for podcasts more often. Yeah, baby. Yeah, we did it. We did it. Sherry's prime right now. She's prime. All right, here we go. Are you ready? Are you ready for these questions I have for you? We're gonna bang these questions out.
Yeah, hold on for one second. I'm gonna do something. One
Sherry.
Second.
Don't leave, Sherry. One second's up, Sherry.
Okay, and one more second.
Sherry, what are you doing?
Okay, I can talk. Can you hear me okay? I was adjusting the speaker on Siri.
Siri?
Because my phone has been acting weird, and I set up Hey Siri on my phone. So, and it's kind of lazy, so you just say, Hey Siri, and she says, mm-hmm. And so I had to set it up.
So are you not on speaker? You're on your regular phone, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. I don't really care. I'm sorry I don't care about Siri. I just heard she's a whore. And I don't want to get AIDS. Okay? That's all I care. I don't want to get AIDS from Siri. Okay? All right. So are you ready for the questions or what?
I am. I can't wait. I've been biting my nails in anticipation.
I don't even know what you just did. You kind of like killed the momentum. I was like, whoa. Like you're like, wait, hold on. 1 second. I have to,
Oh, because Siri was making noises, so, like, you're
Siri is a dumb whore. Tell her to shut up, or I'm gonna stick my fucking cock in her. I'm gonna stick my virtual cock in her. I'm gonna stick my cockulus in her fucking shoculus. All right, are you ready? Jesus.
I'm
Christ.
Ready.
Fuck. Oh, man. I don't even know if I feel like doing these questions now.
You do.
Okay.
Yes, you do. Would you rather have me do a podcast with Siri, like speaking into the phone where, like,
no,
I don't know.
Fuck.
Would you rather speak to me with my undivided attention?
Next time, say pause the podcast. Next time, say pause the podcast for a second. I'll pause it, and would you just re-record again? Anyway, all right, okay. I'll carry on. I'm really tired too. I'm drinking coffee, which makes me kind of a lunatic. At work, I swear to God, at work sometimes I want to punch people in the face.
Oh my.
I'm not a violent person, but I kind of want to, actually, you know, I want to like pour water over their head and stuff, not really punch them.
Okay, that's good. That makes me feel better.
Yeah. It's not like I want to hurt them, really.
I just want to pour water on their head and embarrass them in front of others.
No, well, I want to wake them up and say, you're an idiot. You know, because they're just so stupid. People...
Just destroy them.
Sometimes people...
It's so much easier.
People go into a restaurant like they don't even know anything. Like, huh? Are we going to get seated? I'm like, yeah, you are going to get seated. If you want to get seated, asshole. It's a fucking hotel. There's a pool. There's all kinds of reasons you could be walking around here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
do you watch Black Mirror by any chance?
I do.
I've watched it. See, I'm trying to get into it. And recently, someone suggested watch Nosedive, the episode with Nosedive with Bryce Dallas Howard. And it's about how, like, people rate you. Like, I don't know if you've even seen the episode. But, like, it's all about, like, what's the word? Not social media, but it takes place in the future where, like, everyone you've encountered for the day, stranger or not, gives you a rating on your phone. So, like, you build up. It's the only way. Because, like, you want to be 4.5 and up. And, like, and so you have to be nice to everyone. Well, her character's, like, nice to everyone in hopes that the person, like, she was just nice to gives her 5 stars. Wow. It's a really interesting episode.
Wow. Sounds like some social conditioning right there. Cool, yeah. Thanks for
adding. So it makes you realize, like, about social media and, like, but imagine if the world had to be run, like, not the world, but if things were like that. Like, you'd have to be nice to everybody so that you would have that rating. All right, and sorry. Other people can see your rating.
Right now your rating is like, very low.
No, it's my voice, and I'm fine, thank you.
On this podcast, your rating is very low right now on this podcast.
Great. Okay. I guess I'll never be your guest again, huh?
No, you will. You're our favorite guest. You're our favorite guest. You're our favorite guest. You're just misbehaving today. You've had a bad day. You're misbehaving.
No, I had a great, I had a fair day.
You want to get scolded by Anthony Quinn.
Are we recording Anthony Quinn?
Yeah.
Okay. I had a great day. Well, sort of. I went into the water for the first time. It's almost a year. And I went into the water. I didn't swim, but I went into the water, Anthony Quinn. I went to the beach.
You went to the beach and you went surfing again?
Oh, fuck no. I'll never, ever do that again. Ever.
You're retired in the Hall of Fame of body surfing?
I'm lucky if I can go in the shallow end. Like, little kids are going to be looking at me, and I'll be sitting there playing with the sand.
I think you're the only Jew in that Hall of Fame. You know, it's funny. Lyle Alzado is in the Jewish Football Hall of Fame.
He was Jewish?
I guess he was.
Like, because, wow.
Because, like, but he's totally not in any other Hall of Fame. Not even close. But the Jews were like, hey! We don't have many NFL players.
You're not a good actor, but you wrestle. Sit, I make you a chicken soup.
No, man. Lyle Alzado was all, like, steroided up and shit.
Oh my God, yeah.
He wound up, remember he got all thin before he died and stuff?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there was a show that he was on, and the actress on there was on, like, the original Degrassi High, and he played her father, and, like, he was thin, and, like, his acting was, and a surprise, surprise, Anthony Quinn, he couldn't act.
He actually did get some acting work. That does remind me. He did get some acting work.
Yeah.
He was in some stuff.
It doesn't mean he's a good actor.
Gosh. Yeah, no, you're right. He was terrible. You're slurring your speech a little. You're so high, you're slurring your speech a little. So we're going to get to the questions real quick. Okay, what's the most... Okay, these are the questions I wrote. These are the food addict / Quinspiracy questions. Bam! All right, the most embarrassed you've ever been for somebody. Go.
The most embarrassed I've ever been for somebody?
Yeah.
Okay, God, this is for someone, not like about me.
For somebody. What's the most embarrassed you've ever been for somebody?
Probably like in high school, like there was a way you can request a song, and you know, the DJ would play it, and it was someone that grew, like, you know, she sounded cute on the radio, and you could dedicate a song. And this was in Boston. It was like some game or whatever on the radio. And she has a unique name. And so she was like, she found out his name was Tommy, is Tommy. And all of a sudden he changed his mind. He said, yeah, I'd like to dedicate a song to Anne. And it was, 1 is the loneliest number. It was so sad. They were like, oh, I live right in the same street. What's your name? Then when he realized it was her, he dedicated 1 is the loneliest number. Like, that's just so fucking mean. And I was embarrassed for her because she's flirting with this kid who was just an asshole.
Andrew said that fucking, what Bobby Tamburo said at my birthday party was one of the meanest things he's ever heard said. What he said about the other person there, we don't get to say her name.
Okay.
Do you remember that or no?
Being at your birthday party?
Yeah, when he was like, he said he was like, yeah, he was.
Oh, okay. You know what? Can we have that one? Can I take that one instead? And this being me, I was like so embarrassed for that. I felt bad. I literally felt bad, like, OMG.
Okay, all right. You blew that question, but okay, maybe you'll do better on this one.
Okay. Well, can you edit it and make it look like that's the answer?
No editing. It is the answer. Jerry, stop it. No edit. I'm Anthony Quinn. All right, here we go.
I know that.
What's the worst thing you've ever done in a restaurant?
I don't know. Does it have to involve eating, or can it be like anything?
Anything. What's the worst thing you've ever done? Did you ever crap on a restaurant floor? Did you ever puke in a restaurant? Did you get a fight in a restaurant?
I threw up in the bathroom sink.
Oh, Sherry. What were you drunk?
Yeah.
Were you being a drunken whore again, Sherry?
Oh, I was not. I was a little kid. And I went in and, like, I had a kid vomit. So instead of, like, into the stall, and I feel so bad for the next person who went in there, or whoever had a clean.
What were you drinking, cherry wine coolers?
I felt the sink. It was a couple days after Thanksgiving, and it was sweet potatoes. And I got food poisoning, apparently.
Oh, I thought you said you were drinking.
At 11 years old.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, who knows? Maybe I did.
Well, that's not really bad. That's not really, you know, okay, all right, when you were 11, you puked in a, but now, like, when you were an adult, you ever, like, one time I fucking, you know, those big, you don't go in the male bathrooms.
And I know what a urinal looks like. How do you know I don't go in the male bathrooms?
In a male bathroom, sometimes they have, like, a big trough that all the guys piss in. But it's not a toilet. It's just like a big thing that they all piss in. It's got like drainage.
I know what it is.
And one time I puked in one of those. And I just left. And they were like, they went up to my cousin. He was still there. And they're like, your friend just puked all over the floor and all over the trough and everything. And he's like, oh, wow, that sucks. Okay, guys, I'll see you later. Like, he's like, what do you want me to do about it?
So. Are you talking about like the line of urinals, like the porcelain where you guys have to stand next to each other?
No. It's like these. It's like a big metal one. It almost looks like a cooler, like a big cooler with like no ice, like a big open cooler. All the guys piss in, and I just puked in that and puked on the floor. Oh, it was so terrible! That was so terrible. Okay, all right. Have you ever crapped your pants?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
As an adult?
Yes.
Whoa. Okay. Tell us about the time you crapped your pants.
I took magnesium and drank coffee like I usually do.
What's magnesium?
And magnesium is good for, like, relaxation. I take one of those too, and you know it's good for relaxation, but it also makes you go to the bathroom. And you know, milk of magnesia. Anyway, I didn't know that, so I was walking home and didn't have any time, and it happened. It wasn't like a lot, but it happened.
Man, gotta wash that goddamn magnesium. You might crap your pants. Hey, this shit relaxes you, but hey, you may shit your pants. Just letting you know.
It was so gross.
You're going to be relaxed. You're going to be like, after a lot of times when you shit your pants, you're like, oh, you're pissed about it. But when you take magnesium and you shit your pants, you're like, it's cool, Jack. I'll be home soon, baby. Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're going to like buy magnesium tomorrow to see if I'm lying.
Don't sniff this direction, baby. Whoa, that was a good one. Good answer, Sherry.
Thank you.
Everybody go on Facebook, search Sherry's profile, see her pictures, so you can imagine her crapping her pants.
With my hot body.
See her likeness, so the joke's even funnier. Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. Ooh, this is a not. Okay, no, we're going to skip this one.
Why?
Since we're dealing with crap right now, what's the biggest crap you've ever taken?
That's so gross. I'm going to skip this.
There's got to be a time when you were like, holy shit, I never gave birth, but fuck, I think I just did. Is that thing moving?
An anaconda in my bathroom.
What is that thing? Is that a probe? Did I crap out the alien probe?
I had to go to the bathroom, and so I stopped at Walgreens. And, like, I knew I had to go number two, and when I was done, I was like, oh my god.
When was this?
A couple years ago.
I ruled the day. I have to go to Walgreens and blow up. Are you allowed in that Walgreens anymore? They're like, ma'am, we don't have a public bathroom policy anymore, thanks to you.
Can you look at taxes at the same time recording?
What'd you say?
Can you look at taxes at the same time while you're recording?
Why?
With your balls.
What are you doing?
What
are you doing?
Well, you know what those are underneath me, right?
Yeah. What is that? Did you just do that right now?
No, I did that earlier. My friend actually did it. I did not expect it.
Oh my god. Was the picture is of Sherry pretending to crap on a friggin' Now, I don't feel bad about the crap jokes at all. Maybe we should have more crap jokes. She's got a picture of her pretending to crap on like a dog. What do they call them? The
wee wee pad.
Oh, it's a wee wee. Yeah, it's not even a. You're promoting crapping on a wee wee pad, or are you just peeing on the wee wee pad?
Well, no, I'm not really peeing either. My friend made it, right?
No, I'm saying, what are you supposed to? We know you're not really peeing. We know, like, right. It's not a porn picture. Look, I can see the stream.
I'm sending you the original, and so then when I sent it to my friend.
So is he making it look like you're peeing or crapping?
Well, this is the original where it looked like I may or may not be using the wee-wee pad and peeing. So okay. I sent it to him, and he replied with his little artwork, which I think is quite funny.
Yeah, it is. It is funny. And it could be crap. It could be crap or pee. That's what I like about it. Very, very diverse. All right, here we go. Okay. All right, Sherry. Stop it with the freaking poo talk, okay? It was just supposed to be a little bit, couple questions. You fucking ran with it. You owned it. You made it yours.
I have nothing to hide. Well, I do. But.
Them ginger Jews, man. They're always crapping wherever they go.
Ginger juice, try one today. Ginger juice.
From now on, whenever I go to buy a Walgreens, I'm going to have to take a dump. You're gonna you triggered my subconscious. My subconscious and my bowels are gonna fucking line up. Be like, oh, and I go to Walgreens. I go by Walgreens all the time.
Right here, you'll never look at Walgreens again.
Yeah, I know. Fucking, it's. Well, I know you're Jewish, so you're real comfortable there.
Another time, I was at my.
Mr. Walgreen, Sherry Lennox is here to see you. Hi, Mr. Walgreen. All right, here we go. Okay, are you ready?
Also, I went and used my friend's bathroom, right? This was, you know, decades ago. I clogged this toilet.
Oh, you clogged? Oh, that's the best. When the little kids clog your toilet. I remember my dad, one time I clogged the toilet. He said to me, he goes, what? You got to use too much? What, do you got a big asshole? He fucking said that to me. You just made me remember that. That's a great line.
Oh, and I would also, like, to piss my boyfriend, not my ex-boyfriend. He was living with me, and I, like, really wanted him to leave. I would go to the bathroom and not flush the toilet.
Oh, my God. You would leave out the dead. Holy shit. That's fucking...
You respect me?
You're like... That's fucking... You would do it per... Sherry, that is fucked up.
My apartment. I wanted him to leave. He didn't want to fucking leave.
The psychology of that is fucking bonkers.
I was trying to get him to move out.
You took a shit and left
here
and left it sit. If everyone knows, if it's brown, flush it down. And you literally was like,
"Yeah." Well, I would do it. I only did it once or twice, but I did it, and then he'd be like, he'd say something because he wasn't very masculine at all. And
excuse me, Sherry, would you stop crapping and leaving it in there?
I was like, what do you think of this? Give me your opinion. He's like, stop it. That's gross. I was like, give me your interpretation.
Sherry, that is fucking brilliant, though. You were literally harassing him to get out of your fucking life, out of your apartment. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what we do here. We shit in the toilet. Go fuck yourself. You look at him drowned you in that shit in the toilet. All right, here we go. Stop it, Sherry. I don't want to hear any more of your fucking poo debauchery. We're moving on. No more shit talk. Jesus, you had a lot of fucking stuff to talk about regarding poo. We're going to have to come back to poo someday. All right, Sherry. All right. Sherry. The most you've ever eaten in your life in one sitting. Go.
All you can eat buffet, Miami Beach, like four plates of sushi piled high. Because I was high, and my friend and I were starving, and we pretty much inhaled it, all those plates.
Did you get sick?
What?
Did you get sick?
Yeah.
Whoa, Sherry.
I was starving.
You got sick later on that, did you puke?
Yeah.
Oh.
And not in the ladies' room. We both got sick. We're like, oh my God, what did we just do?
Where did you puke? if not in the ladies.
Because they say, like, at buffets, you're supposed to, like, you know, give your brain a second to realize, you know, the mess, the conversation between your brain and your stomach to let your stomach know that, okay, listen, I'm full. Can you please communicate that?
Miami Beach, you're out of your fucking mind. Miami Beach, buffet down there. Okay, she ate a lot. I got sick. Okay, all right, good answer. Not too bad. We'll probably cut that out. I'm just kidding. All right. Okay, Sherry, stop it. Stop it. Don't play with me. I need real memories. Don't stop making shit up.
Damn it. Hey, let me shut up Siri then. Stop. She's being useless. Stop. She gives me all my answers.
Stop using your fucking your writing prowess. Here we go. All right, what's the drunkest you've ever been? Go.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
If you had to pick one time.
This was about 8 years ago, and we had gone to a bar, a friend of mine, and the bartender was making drinks that tasted like apple pie. And I had like 8 of them, and then some guy like bought us shots, and so we had like 2 shots of whiskey, and I was so sick. I threw up in the Uber. I don't know why throw up seems to be a recurring theme in this podcast.
Were you really
right
high
now,
and drunk before that, though?
I threw up in his Uber. I don't remember how I got home from Long Island to
were you high
New
and drunk?
Jersey.
Did you have fun, though, with the drink? Like, were you high and drunk before you threw up? Like, was it fun?
No. We were just, like, relaxed, and a friend joined us, and it was literally 8 drinks, these huge drinks, and all of us were so sick, so then and it took me, like, a week to recover, and all of us were texting, like, How did I get home?
What's a time when you got really wasted?
You mean like...
That sounds like you just, like, got sick.
No, I was wasted. Like, I threw up in the Uber, then I don't remember how I got home to New Jersey.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And then I was so drunk.
Okay. All right. Ooh.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Sherry. Ooh, this is going to be hard for you. I know. Listen, doesn't make you less of a woman if you can't answer this the right way.
Oh, God. I can only imagine what questions you already have.
It doesn't.
Quit.
This doesn't. Sherry, I still love you.
Oh, God. Even though I the poop best, like everyone.
The best thing you've ever baked. Go.
The best thing I've ever... Myself. Keep smoking.
And you use it. Stop using your comic prowess. Stop using your fucking... Your fictional talent.
Fictional.
What's the best thing you ever bake? You ever bake some nice cupcakes? Or you ever like... What? Don't you said you bake cookies? You bake cookies once in a while? Didn't you say that?
Yeah. The best thing I baked was a cheesecake.
Whoa.
A fat fruit, and that's how I discovered what monk fruit is. And it substitutes like sugar in monk fruit. And it was so fucking good. It was the first time that I made a cheesecake. And wow. It was perfect. Anthony Quinn. I got a spring foam pan.
Called
my bestie. Right, it was graham cracker.
I was worried you were going to be like, cookies.
No, cookies are boring.
Chocolate chip cherries.
I have a photo of, actually, of it somewhere.
Okay, all right.
The cheesecake.
All right, so here, next question. Okay. I like this question. How many people would you kill to save one little cat?
How many people are there in the world?
So if there was, I've heard people do this before. Like, say there's like 10 people on a railroad track, right?
Yeah.
And you can save all of them. It's just the only thing is one little kitten is gonna get written over.
One little kitten
is gonna get run over. Do you save the 10 people, or do you save the kitten?
I save the kitten. today.
It's crazy, dude, how people do, man. People would, they kill thousands of people for their animal.
Yeah.
You'd be like,
animals are fucking great, dude. Like,
there's an army coming to get your dog right now. The only way you can, you have to press this button and nuke them. These people would press, they would press the button 10 times in a row to make sure it worked.
But then it'd be like Burgess Meredith in the Twilight Zone episode where he's the only person left alive. It would be like me and just the cat, or me and just the dog.
Was that Burgess Meredith in the first episode?
What?
Is that Burgess Meredith in the first episode?
Yeah, when he's like is blind and wears the rich hat. Depends on his glasses. He's a librarian. All he wants to do is read.
No.
Okay. Nope.
There was the guy, the first episode where the town was empty. I was like, yeah. It didn't look like Burgess Meredith.
Oh.
Wow. Okay, all right, so I knew that about the cat. I knew that people would be like, but it's my mom. You'd be like, I'm sorry, I love cats.
Everybody does. Like, that would traumatize me.
I should fucking call you up sometimes and just be like, meow. Meow. Be like,
meow.
Meow. Just in case there's ever a chance, like, you need to save me. You know, it comes between me and somebody else, I could always go, meow.
But I know that you're not a cat.
No, but you know I sympathize. You know I'm a cat sympathizer. You know it. At least I'm not going.
Like, you wouldn't be one that, like, if that's trying to domesticate it and it would attack you.
Okay, all right. This is going to be a tough one for you, Shari. This is going to be a really, really hard one. What is the worst thing you've ever done for some... for some tail, for some ace.
You mean ace of base?
It's not really called tail for you. It's like, or I don't want to be like, what's the best thing you ever, what's the worst thing you ever did for some D? That's like kind of tacky to say, but like, you know, what's the worst thing you've ever done to hook up with a guy? What's the most scrupulous thing you've ever done? Like the thing you're like ashamed of, or not even like what, not even a sheep. It doesn't have to be that heavy, but what's a funny story of something you did? Scratching the one of the other day when you stole the nudist. We already know about you stealing the nudist. You're gonna hear about that in another episode.
So besides stealing the nudist, my wily ways, but I've never like manipulated. Like manipulated, like guys to get there, or pretend to cry, or make them feel bad for me. But like, all right, wait. Get that, rewind that. I went to a show where there was a guy there that I'd known. We were friends, and I knew he was looking at me, so I like purposely posed, like I pretended I was watching the show, and I was like purposely posing like a certain way and driving him crazy, and I knew I was driving him crazy, and nothing had happened with us like prior to this, but like he was like really into me, and like I could feel it, plus I looked over and I saw him like taking my photo, and so I just needed to. Is that what you meant? Like,
no, I meant like you ever steal a guy from somebody? You ever do something like?
Oh, never. No, I have morals.
Okay. Well, no, I'm saying like when you're younger or something, or just happens, or you know.
Even younger, I'm a good girl, Anthony Quinn.
All right, Shari. Oh, okay. So then the answer is no. Okay. Except okay. For that one time you kind of stole the nudist guy.
Oh, okay. Well, that wasn't really stealing because there was nothing going on with them.
I know, Shari. I know. And she was dumb and ugly but had good hair. I remember.
Wow, I guess elephants really do not forget.
Whoa, Sherry.
See, and I even told her, I was like, I said, blah, blah, and I are hanging out. I said, like, are you okay with that? And she's like, yeah, you know, you're in New Jersey, I'm here, so. And then she, like, freaked out on me because she never told me that she still had feelings for him.
Okay, Sherry, the next question now. And I know so this is a little personal. And you could just...
You'll have to edit some of the shit I've said because I'm, like, babbling. But go on,
all
right.
No editing. You're good. You're good. It's all funny. It's all good. What's the worst STD you ever got? Go.
Is that the motor oil you're speaking of? I've never had an STD.
Come on, Sherry. You know, like... You know, you haven't had the clap. Come on, Sherry. I mean,
yeah, the
cool.
Clap. Let's see, the clap. I've had herpes. well, I don't know for sure. I'm looking
herpes.
Down there now while I'm on this podcast, and I see some red fissures, like with pus coming out of it. So I'm not sure if like that's herpes fissures. Or chlamydia.
That's a great t-shirt
yeast
right there.
Infection.
That's a great t-shirt. Ask me about my fissures. That's awesome. Whoa, we got another one.
We could have like fishermen, like, but instead of fishermen, with fish.
Ask me about my fissures. For those of you who don't know what a fissure is an ass sore. It's very painful. It's almost like a razor blade cut.
Oh.
Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like associated with sometimes if you don't like wipe or whatever, but they can be associated with HIV and stuff.
Yep. HPV, HIV.
But also like if you don't like wipe well enough or you know what I'm saying, stuff like that.
Has someone told you about me, Anthony Quinn? Is this why you're asking me that question? I swear I showered.
No. No, I know your fissures are on the up and up.
Thank you. I was like, are these razor bumps? No, those are definitely fissures.
You got some honest fissures. yeah, no. That's cool. I mean, shit. You know, we've all had our rocky road. But honestly, like, no one, I, you know, it's really my opinion that nobody cares these days.
No.
You know?
No,
you could be like, yeah, you know, I got the old HIV. I got the old herb. I got the old SIF. The old SIF. I got it all. They're all hanging out inside me, just chilling. Yeah, baby. Yeah. And no one really care. Like, no one's even thinking about Charlie Sheen, right?
He's so gross.
He's probably somewhere having, like... He's probably somewhere, like, wooing some stupid people. I'm Charlie Sheen. I have AIDS.
Does he have AIDS or is he just HIV positive?
I think he actually has AIDS, I think. But he might He might just be HIV positive. He might just be HIV positive.
Can you picture, like, you're one of the whores that he's banging? You know, because he only dates porn stars, which isn't even dating. Like, you don't date someone.
Honestly, if somebody told me that, I would think they were gay.
What?
If somebody said to me, "I only date porn stars," I would think there's a chance that they like really like men.
Well, I don't know.
It seems like they're trying to make up for something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's been my experience, and people are like, I don't know. It's the whole stripper thing, too. I used to know strippers. My friend used to date strippers. I fooled around a little bit with strippers, very little bit, because I'm disgusted by them. But, I mean, you know, it's not that I'm disgusted by them as much as just the whole situation. I just don't like it. It's not fun for me. You know, it's like... First of all, it's expensive. The chick comes up to you like, hey, and they just want a dollar. And when I tell them no, they're not happy, and that makes me unhappy.
Aw, go to friggin' flamingo and tell them that.
Yeah, I say, sweetie, I'm here just to use the bathroom. That's it. I just came to wash my hands, honey bun. Okay? All right, I can't tip you any money.
I need a dollar to make it all up. I have a 20-year-old. I can pay to do the wild thing.
I have a 20-year-old car. I'm lucky if I make it home. Okay? I might be calling you to pull a trick to help me get home. All right. Oh, my God.
I got Monopoly money, bitch.
Whoa. Whoa, but I'm bumped.
Well, you want to be able to, like, because you know how, like, they take the dollars, like, and they put, like, a bunch in their hand, and then they're, like, a deck of cards, like, they just, like...
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, sorry, I'm meaning to cut you off. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Is there a term for that? Like, do you know what I'm talking about? Like, they take the money, and then, like, it's almost like it... I can't describe it, but you have the money, and you use, like... It almost looks like you're shuffling a deck of cards. With the other hand, it's basically all the money goes on the floor or in the air, whichever way you're doing it. It's hard to describe. You can't describe it.
Okay.
All right.
So let's just move on to the next question. Is that okay? Can we do that?
Of course.
Thank you. Thank you. I know we're getting tired. We're winding down here. So let me tell you right. I'm asking you right now, Sherry Linick. I'm Anthony Quinn. This may be Food Addicts, probably Food Addict. What's the longest you've ever walked? Go.
15 miles. And I would walk 15.
For what?
Nothing. For exercise, for health purposes.
What's the longest you've ever walked in an emergency?
What do you mean an emergency? Oh, someone's bleeding to death in the road. Shit, I'll go the long way to the police because I'll get my steps in.
Like if your car broke down, you had to walk or anything like that. No?
I wouldn't even be counting. Probably, like, I haven't been in a situation, thank God, where I've had to, like, run and get someone or walk to find, like, the nearest whatever.
Okay. All right. What do we got here?
You said in an emergency.
We got a good podcast. We put in a good one, baby. We did. What? You don't like any of them anyway, Sherry. You don't even listen to them. I put in a good clip the other day. Did you listen to the clip?
I will, just because if you're saying it's funny.
With your eggs? And it's about the aliens with your eggs?
Okay. Because it said you got eggs. Now I have to listen to it. I will promote the fuck out of that.
Sherry, it's okay, Sherry.
I can't wait to hear that.
Don't worry, Sherry.
I told you why I don't listen,
Sherry,
to the podcast.
Sherry, just don't crap your pants over it, okay?
I can't stand the sound of my own voice.
I know, Sherry. It makes you crap your pants. I don't want you to do
exactly. That was a long time ago.
Sherry,
don't hold it against
me. We're trying to save turtles here, okay? And by doing less loads of laundry, we're saving turtles. You're not crapping your pants.
T-U-R-D-L-E-S.
But you're not crapping your pants. We're saving major turtles over here.
So, well, thank you for not, like, you know, look at the good things I've done. Like, I saved a kitten on a railroad track.
You really shit up the place, though.
What'd you say?
I said, you really shit up the place, though. You got the cat home, the cat was like, man, there's a lot of crap around here.
No, thanks. I'm good.
Woo! Jesus. You didn't even set up the litter box yet. It smells like shit in here.
Did I ever tell you my bizarre thing? Like, I want to be over someone's house who has a cat. I want to go to the bathroom. I want to use their litter box and go
to
the bathroom.
That. They were like, they had some video where they did it. fucking Izzy went to the bathroom in the litter box. They had some video years ago. They were all hanging out at, like, the Gassler and Izzy's house. I think they were chilling, and she just went to the bathroom in the fucking litter box. Oh, I was like, wow, that's cool.
What do you think the cat thought?
It's a little squat, Pete. The cat was like, no, it's good. I go there. The cat was probably like, see, I told you it's easier. No seat, no wipe. You're good.
The guy's like, what the fuck is that?
Sherry's like, Sherry, what do you want to do? Go to Rome? You're like, no. They're like, Sherry, what do you want to meet the queen? No. Or the king? No. No. What is it you've always wanted to do, Sherry? You're like, be a litter box.
Oh, gee. In someone's cat's litter box. Like,
I don't want to pee in my own litter box. I want to pee. It's funny how you make that distinction. Someone else's. You're like, yes, you're the ultimate pee. Your pee doesn't even stink like a cat's pee. It doesn't even matter as much. Cat's pee is disgusting. You would probably be helping the litter out.
Just cat pee has ammonia in it.
Be like, oh, that cat litter smells salty.
Have you ever gone over someone's house like without even having to like ask? You know that they have a cat.
Oh, I fucking hate. Listen, man. I love animals, love cats and stuff, but no more cats for me, man. The whole peeing and pooping inside thing is just the thing worse than cat piss is cat shit. Cat shit is the worst.
Speak for yourself.
Cat shit is the worst, though. Cat shit is, ugh.
I don't know. Cat pee is pretty, like, usually, like, you don't smell the pee per se, because that's what, like, pretty crystals or the litter boxes too, but like that stuff doesn't come out. That smell is like permanent.
I remember years ago, my friend used to have a cat that went to the bathroom on the toilet.
And I've seen video of that.
I never liked the cat because it was like he was kind of obnoxious.
Did he flush?
No, he didn't flush. He would just like it would just be like piss and shit in the toilet. I wasn't crazy about the whole thing. I remember, like, it's like you feel kind of like weird about the food chain. Like, oh man, like this cat, this piece of shit cat, is in the bathroom right
Don't
now.
Don't make fun of cats. He's a smart guy.
He's a smart guy.
Did he have a little newspaper that he would read while he's pooping? I've seen a video of that and it cracked me up because I don't know if someone added the soundtrack to it, but the cat passed gas. And I don't know if they even would make that sound, but they show the cat like going to the bathroom on the toilet. It's so fucked up.
It would be better if he had his own bathroom to go in. You know what I'm saying? But like when it's your bathroom. Now, they're shitting in your litter box. Peeing in your litter box. You know?
And what if you have to go? Do you have to knock on the bathroom door? Hey, am I going to get in there?
I mean, meow, meow.
I'll be up in there, will you?
I got a shit too. Go fuck yourself. Here, have some taste. Have some tender vittles or some shit.
Oh. It's like, which one of you didn't flush, man?
I told you not to eat that egg and tuna. I told you not to eat that Nine Lives egg and tuna. You know it always does that to you.
Can I use your bathroom? I'm sorry, wait, the cat's in there.
My cat ate the egg and tuna. I told him not to. Now, dude, it's going to be almost as bad as this broccoli shit.
It smells in there, let me tell you, dude.
Ooh, fish and broccoli? Oh, my God, it's disgusting. It's terrible.
It's like, oh, it's like...
Jesus Christ.
So you've seen it. You've seen the cat do it. No?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just like... I think there was only one time I actually saw him actually... It would always just be like a turd or piss in the bowl. You know what I'm saying? And you'd have to fly.
Did it freak you out at all?
Yeah, well, I wasn't that much of a fan of it. I was kind of like... As much as, honestly, and as much as I loved cats when I was a kid, it was just kind of like, it was some kind of boundary was invaded. You know, like,
I'm like, do you think they know they're going in a toilet? Wait, cats hate water, so if it's splashing, that must be like, you know, if they're, they have, you know what I'm saying? Like, because the water splashes back. Oh, is their ass high enough in the air? Like, cats don't like to be watched, by the way, when they're going to the bathroom. So did you watch the cat go to the bathroom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would be like, come on, hurry up, Tabby. I'm trying to remember the cat's name. It's so, so long ago. I think it was somebody that I bought weed from or something. I'm trying to even remember who it is.
That's so weird.
Somebody's... yeah, I'm trying... It was so, 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 so long ago. All right. All right, so yeah, I know you're, like, fascinated. It's, you know, it's just...
I find it funny.
It's one of those things, some people just don't take care of it, and then what happens is it's, like, caked on everything. You know, it's, like, it's part of who they are. It's kind of like if somebody's a smoker, right? Mm-hmm. It's like you go hang out with them and you smell like cigarettes. If you go hang out with somebody like that, you come home and you smell like cat piss. You smell like their house. If their house smells like cat piss and you're hanging out there all weekend, you come home and you smell like cat piss.
Well, you know? It depends. Honestly, it depends like what you've touched or whatever.
No, but I'm saying like the general thing, like, you know, you're... This one, I'll tell you, I met this really nice chick. She was really cool, very attractive. Great. Sex and everything, but she's you know, it's happened to me twice. One time it really happened very strangely. I met this very hot chick who actually wasn't, it was weird, she got hotter every time I saw her. I like on the third date we finally wound up at her house and she like takes her clothes off. She had a perfect body and I was like, oh my god, perfect body for me anyway. Which means a little roundish, but no, really nice body. And but she just wouldn't stop smoking cigarettes.
Oh, I'm literally
having sex with her, and she's having cigarettes, and I'm just like, I couldn't even breathe.
I was during like, sex,
I was like, my dick can't breathe, bitch. You're smoking out my cock.
Wait, she was smoking while you were having sex?
Yes, she was smoking. She literally just didn't stop smoking cigarettes the whole time I was there. I think she stopped. I bought her dinner. I got her Wendy's. Yeah, baby. I'll throw a burger down your throat.
You're a hot date.
I'll throw a burger down your throat if you're going to put out. We had actually gone out on the first.
Put your clothes on tonight.
We were actually seeing each other at this point. The first date, I took her to a restaurant, and it was nice. She was a nice lady. She wound up having some kind of cancer or something. But she's better. She like I think she survived, but something happened. I don't know. Some weird shit happened.
But, like you couldn't tell if you're taking her breath away during sex or if it was a cigarette.
She was a redneck. She was definitely a redneck. She had one of those wolf shirts.
She had all her teeth.
One of those. She did. It's weird because she was kind of hot in a lot of ways. Very interesting woman. Very interesting woman. And actually very sexy, very intimate, but just a cigarette thing. All right. So, Oh, no. There was another one where it wasn't while we were having sex, but it was when I went to her house twice, and when I came home, everything I owned smelled like cigarettes. And she's like, I only had 13 cigarettes while you were here.
I remember I was on the bus once, and this guy next to me, and he had his briefcase. And it was so obvious that that cat, because cats don't smell like pee. They're very clean. It's the ones who pee on things.
That's
and
spray. They spray.
You can't get that smell out. He must know that his fucking cat, like, peed on his shit. And he didn't do anything, like, to try to cover it up, get a different briefcase or whatever, be late for work, do what you gotta do. It was like, I wanted to so turn around to him and be like, so, what's your cat's name?
You should have just peed on him.
You should have like, well, that teaches to your cat who keeps pissing on yourself.
Be like, this isn't as easy as it is for me, douche, okay? But I'm going to work on my stream and try to pee on you as good as I can. Oh, my God.
I'll squirt.
I'm working on my stream. Hey, what are you doing today? I'm working on my stream. I might have to pee in self-defense. Oh, my God. Wow. All right.
There's no more questions?
I think we've used up all the questions. Have you ever been arrested, Sherry?
Yes.
Whoa! Bah, 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 bah. We have alarms going off, Sherry. What happened?
Well, we'll do the short version. The boyfriend who I wanted out of the house.
House.
We had to work together.
The conspiracy nut or the nudist?
Neither. We never lived together. The fucking effeminate one. And,
oh, he was like that Lyle, the effeminate heterosexual.
Like he wanted to be a woman, which is fine. Anyway,
he never had sex. What?
We never had sex.
Oh, okay.
We had oral. Like I was his first. Anyway.
Did he have a big dick?
We were working. What?
Did he have a big dick?
Fucking field mouse, Anthony Quinn.
Oh, he had a small dick?
Yeah. I think the field mice might be bigger.
So is that a turnoff to you when a guy's got a small dick?
Yeah.
It is? Whoa, Sherry!
I'm not a size queen, but, like, size 2.
You ever meet a really nice guy whose dick was just too small?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Not that I can think of. Could have just said no.
That's true.
Ooh. So when some guy brings his small little fucking junkety junk to the meeting of the minds, to the ginger Jew throwdown. What is it, like, what are you thinking, like, dude, fuck, have you talked to your ancestors?
He was adopted, so you never know.
He was adopted. You better do that 23andMe shit and find out where this small dick came from. You never know, dude, you might not even be a man. This might be a kid.
That's probably, I think about that all the time, that maybe that's why he wanted to be a woman and get away with it, because, like, he used to dress up, he became weird, like, trust me, like...
Cool, well, alright, let's go find him. I'll freaking bang his half-woman, half-man ass. Okay, no, not his ass, I mean, alright.
Like, I don't know if he wanted to be a woman or what. Yeah, he did. But, if you want to look him up, you can. But, yeah, so we were on set, and he was, like, doing shit to bother me, so I poked him with my pen, and the pen went through his arm. So, he told the bosses, and they called the police, because he's telling people I stabbed him, and...
It went through his arm? Like, through it?
Not through it, but I guess it's considered in New York like a weapon.
It just punctured. You just broke the skin.
Yeah. He's like, she stabbed me, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, so you were with him, and you guys were porching around, or were we having a real fight?
No, we were having a real fight because he's a dick, like, no pun intended. Like, he's a very manipulative
person. So you stabbed him with a pen? Yeah, Shady!
No, he kept, like, doing shit, saying stuff that I should have just, like,
and you stabbed him with a pen.
And I was like, shut the fuck up! And I took the pen and jabbed it in his arm.
Yeah!
And I didn't have them in New York. It's considered a weapon. So I was arrested by the Brooklyn police. And, like,
Did they send you to Central Booking, or did they ROR you?
Yeah, Central Booking.
Whoa! You went to Central Booking? The woman's... Were people sleeping on their sneakers?
No. But it was horrible, Anthony Quinn, and... You know, being asked a million questions.
Were they going to send you to Rikers?
Sent me to Rikers, yep. I did hard time.
No, you didn't go to Rikers.
I wanted ramen noodles. It was really...
You did not go to Rikers. Who bailed you out?
The judge.
Oh, the judge. He realized you weren't a flight risk or a criminal and just said...
Right. It was a she, and like she's probably done it in her past. She's probably like, I totally understand.
So was it dropped? Was it dropped?
Yeah, I had to go to court, and he's like, I'm sorry, Your Honor, I wasn't that. You know, antagonized her. It's something I'm guilty of that I do off. He wrote a letter, and but I had to, like, get my record expunged. I got a record from that. Whoa. And it's something I will never forgive him for.
What was the record? Did you have an assault charge?
Yeah. They charged me because in New York, hitting someone with a pen, stabbing someone with a pen, is considered... Did you know a knife was considered a weapon? I mean, did you know a pen was considered a weapon?
You got a misdemeanor assault charge?
I don't know what I got. I just know I spent the night in jail, and it was traumatizing.
Whoa. Jerry's gangster.
And, like, they brought me, like, a sandwich, and it was, like, this disgusting thing. And I was like,
yo,
I don't want to eat.
Jimmy Jew. What's up, bitch?
Yep, I just wanted to, like, and I remember a cockroach climbing on the wall, and... I remember, like, the tough police
work. Was this in the 90s? Oh, no, when was this?
Late 90s.
Wow. So, all right, Sherry. Good story, Sherry.
I remember I heard the female cops say that one for someone so smart. That was really stupid what she did, but, you know, it's not like...
How did you
get
it expunged?
She recognized me.
How did you get it expunged? Do you have to, like, go blow a congressman or something?
I laughed at it. I just asked the judge, and the judge made sure. I think the judge knew, like, I'm a good person. I'm not, like, a wacko. Like, you know, they must see it. I just never knew. It's not like I intentionally, like, said, I'm going to stab him with the pen. You know, it was just, it happened. One of those weird things. It was his arm. And she acted like a big baby. Ooh, I'm in pain.
Had a record for amount of time. You appealed the decision and they expunged it. Is that it?
I don't remember it much, but okay. I just remember that. And I remember being like, it's almost like the judge, her time was wasted. I had to get a tetanus shot.
Were the cops chasing you? Were you, like, running with the pen in your hand?
Slow motion.
I just want to write. I use the pen to write. And you're just writing, I love you, Mom. I love you, Mom.
It just goes to show the pen is mightier than the sword.
Oh my God, fucking Sherry, man.
He was just like putting his arm in my face and stuff like that.
You know where he's today?
Totally obnoxious
is
and annoying.
Alive?
I was like, get the fuck.
Is he still alive? You still know him?
Yeah, he had me in a headlock and shit, like thinking it was funny because I'm just coming out of hair and makeup, so I'm all made up and everything, and then he did that shit.
What a douchebag.
Very much. Just fucking loser. He's a loser.
I'm glad you didn't give it up to him.
Thank you.
He didn't want it anyway. Thank you. Right?
Wait.
He didn't want it anyway.
He didn't want it. He was like so afraid of STDs. No, he wanted
his own cooch.
His sister, I guess, like was a whore, and so he didn't want to turn out to be like her, even though he's adopted. You know, like that's a learned behavior.
So his adopted sister, who's also adopted, is a whore.
No, his adopted the sister's biological.
Oh.
He's like, I'm afraid of becoming like her. Don't worry, honey, with that dick, you won't. But he was like, and every time we would go out to drink, like, he'd have one, and then he'd be like, I shouldn't be doing this, my body's a temple, it's not good. I know how to pick them, don't I, Anthony Quinn?
Sherry, you have terrible taste in men. Absolutely. I don't think you should probably start dating plants. I'm ready to start going to dating plants too. I think, honestly, I could find some good plants that'll give it up every time.
And then my guys that I do want don't want me.
Some pussy willows or something. It's hard, man. Relationships are really hard, Sherry. All right, listen, we're going to wrap up, honey bun.
Okay.
This was a good episode.
It was.
You're a little tired, but it's okay.
I'm a little high.
You're a little high.
Is there a word that means tired and high?
It's Sherry.
No, that's mess.
Tired
that's
and
high. That's hot mess.
Whacked. Like, there we go. I'm totally whacked. All right, sweetheart. Listen, I hope you feel better. I'm glad I was able to relieve your tension a little bit, bring a little levity to the situation.
I feel chill now.
I'm sorry you had to, you know, blow that pin dick guy.
Oh, and then after I blew him, right? And he said, he was so immature, he goes, can I call my best friend and tell her? Like, I knew right there and then it wasn't going to work.
What a fucking, oh my God, did he came? Did you didn't swallow, yeah. Did you?
That's too personal, Anthony Quinn. That's a very personal question, I'm not going to answer that one.
You should say no. Why would you have to say, by saying it's too personal means you did. Fucking Sherry, man. You just say no. You never have to admit anything. Don't you know that?
Now I do. I didn't say that.
It was
hard
to come anyway. It was like a little fucking, it was like a little mosquito fart.
Like a little teardrop, like a
mosquito sneezed on you or something. That's you.
Like there's a chance, like I don't know what I did, but like you know, you do stuff when you're dating someone. But I knew right there and then it wasn't gonna work.
Did he return the favor or no?
No.
Oh my God, he. He's probably scared of that damn thing.
Hey, what?
He's probably scared of that damn thing.
Probably. He's like probably like a woman.
He's like, it's got red hair. It's looking at me. I think it's got teeth.
It's got all these folds of skin. Oh my God, I can't do it.
I heard about that scientific slit experiment, but this is crazy.
I heard that it's hear all the gay men say that it smells like fish. I hate fish. I'm a carnivore.
She's a ginger Jew, man. It's cool.
It's a ginger Jew.
She's a ginger Jew. You're going to be bulletproof. If anyone messes with you now, you can say they're calling you anti-Semitic. I mean, you could say they're anti-Semitic.
Because I'm Jewish?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the only reason why I do podcasts with you, Sherry. So if anyone pisses me off, I'd be like, Yeah, I know. This is because I do podcasts with Sherry Linick. I know where you're going. I know where you're going, buddy. All right. Go ahead. Me and Sherry don't care. Me and Sherry don't care about your bigotous life, pal. Captain fucking Hitler. All right. All right, Sherry. This was fun, man. You are a hell of a woman. You have nothing to feel sad about. And just keep trying. But if you're really trying to find a man, that's cool.
But I want togetherness. Doing,
so. We all want. We want togetherness. You want to feel good. So, you know, I think you're going to find it. It happens on what they say, God's time. I'm not a religious person. But it happens on the universe's time. You know? And, all right, so tell people where they can find your stuff. What is it, Sherry Antics on Instagram?
Yep, Sherry Antics, Sherry Antics. Same on Threads. Ooh. Twitter, I'm Sherry Antics 2.0. Facebook, Sherry Linick. I feel like I'm LinkedIn, which I haven't used in 10 years. Do you want to, like, just hire me for an acting job? A comedy job, you know my name.
I just want to say right now,
Sherry, I'm also on MySpace.
Sherry really can hold her own with the best amateur porn actresses of the day.
Cool.
All you need is two lights. No more than two lights, though. And I think only one camera. You gotta stay amateur.
I wonder if porn stars are in the union.
Oh yeah. There may be. I know it's a big deal. And it's hard to, like, you know, the because it's porn's still illegal here.
Like,
you couldn't open a studio and just start doing porn, Sherry. I'm sorry, Sherry. I know. I know I'm touching
on my hopes and dreams flushed down the toilet. I'm
touching on a sore subject. You can't just run a porn business wherever you want, Sherry. It sucks. It's America, and you still can't do it. All right. So, Sherry, you were the best. We love hearing about your fucking bowel movements.
You asked. I'm saying keep us informed.
We want to know.
Because I want guys who are listening, like, to respect me don't think that I'm gross.
No, you're not gross. No. I'm saying we want to know. We want to monitor your health. We want to have a chart. We're going to post the chart on the internet. Because I want people to respect me. Yeah, people listen to this podcast because they respect everybody I have on. This podcast calls for respect. No, I say it all the time. You're definitely a lady that deserves respect. You're funny, and we appreciate having you on this podcast.
And thank you. Yes,
absolutely. And by me, I mean me and the turd in my pocket.
All right. Great.
All right, Sherry, you're the best, and we'll talk to you soon, darling.
All right, Anthony Quinn, have a good morning.
Good night, honey, okay?
Good.
All right, bye-bye. Thanks.
Good night. Bye.
Whoa, okay, here we go. Okay, everybody. Yes, absolutely. That was Sherry Linick. My name is Anthony Quinn. It is late, and I think that was a good episode. Cheers.